Chapter 5. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Now, who is it? Dottie demands. Lolly, go see who's at the door.
No, I cry. Don't!
Dottie and Lolly stare at me. I think it might be the wolf, I explain.
The wolf? Dottie asks. Which one? There's a whole family of wolves in Halton.
She guffaws.
And as if wolves can climb ladders. Pajama Girl thinks wolves can walk up ladders. Good one. Or are you just not that bright?
Hey, Jonah says with a scowl. My sister is very smart.
Why, thank you, Jonah. I do happen to be an excellent thinker, even under pressure. But while we're on the subject, wolves can't climb ladders? I really, really hope that's true. Except the wolf ate Grandma and Little Red in the original story, so obviously wolves can climb ladders. At least some of them can.
Knock, knock, knock!
The knocking wakes Prince, and he scrambles up with a worried bark.
What Dottie means, Lolly explains, is that the reason everyone in Halton lives in tree houses is because wolves can't climb trees or ladders.
Oh. Well, I guess that explains the whole treehouse thing. But Lolly must be wrong, because I know the way the story goes. Or at least the way it's supposed to go.
Don't speak for me!
Dottie hollers.
Knock, 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 knock.
Look, I say, lowering my voice. I know it's the wolf. A wolf, I correct myself. Just trust me. Lolly nods.
If my new friend Abby says it's a wolf, then I believe her.
I smile at Lolly. She really is so sweet. Dottie rolls her eyes.
You'll trust anyone, foolish girl.
My sister knows what she's talking about, Jonah argues. Hide, everyone.
The banging on the door gets louder. Dottie scrunches up her face.
Although, it's true that no one comes to visit me but Little Red, and she's here. Maybe it is a wolf.
We all hurry to different hiding spots. Lolly helps Dottie out of bed and leads her to the closet. They huddle inside and shut the door. Jonah and I duck behind the overstuffed chair, and Prince flees under the bed. I hold a finger up to my lips.
Shh, I whisper to Jonah. I wish Little Red were over here with us and not with her grandma,
Jonah whispers. Me too. I know Jonah has a little crush on Lolly, but even I wouldn't be surprised if Dottie hid behind Little Red to save herself from the wolf. I'm about to respond when I hear a weird sound, like wood tinkering.
Oh my goodness, the wolf is picking the lock with a twig. I stare at the doorknob, which suddenly and slowly turns. The wolf is about to break in. The door creaks open. Creak. It's pushed open even wider. And someone bursts in.
I gasp. It's not the wolf. It's Nana?